I was appalled. It was something that was just intolerable in every way. And, you know, like so many people who have come forward and spoken out, this was a different side of a person who I and many others had known in the past.
Would you have called him a friend?
Yes, I probably would have. And so would so many others. You know, people in Democratic politics for a couple of decades appreciated his help and support. And I think these stories coming to light now, and people who never spoke out before having the courage to speak out, just clearly demonstrates that this behavior that he engaged in cannot be tolerated and cannot be overlooked. And I'm hoping that the...
Do you think it was tolerated because he was powerful?
I mean, I don't
know. A lot of people say people knew.
I certainly didn't, and I don't know who did, but I can only speak for myself, and I think speak for many others who knew him primarily through politics. But the courage of these women coming forward now is really important, because it can't just end with one person's disgraceful behavior and the consequences that he is now facing. This has to be a wake-up call and shine a bright spotlight on anything like this behavior anywhere at any time. We've had a series of revelations about companies in Silicon Valley, you know, just sexual harassment and sexual assault being, you know, kind of accepted. That's the cutting edge of our economy. That's where a lot of young people have their first or most significant jobs. This can't be tolerated anywhere, whether it's entertainment or tech or anywhere.